Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Loveline
with Dr. Chris
on Channel Q.
All right, you're listening to Loveline on radio.com and Channel Q. Phone lines are open, 833-LOVE-001. I want to hear from you. And also, question of the night's on the Loveline IG page. Best and worst pickup lines. But right now it's time for our own MEQ Freak on the Streets. What do you got for us tonight, MEQ?
It's about that time, and as everyone knows, it's Loveline's favorite holiday this week. It's Valentine's Day. So we thought we'd play a little game with you guys. So in the room we have Justin, Chris, and Rihanna. And so we asked a bunch of questions to people to basically have you guys figure out from the questions asked whether or not these people are going to have a Valentine's Day or whether they're spending it alone.
Oh, okay, let's do it.
So let's go ahead and see.
I have my scorecard right here. I'm going to keep everyone's score, which means I'm going to win no matter what.
All right, so and it's a win score. It.
Just so you all know, when I play games, I cheat. I own it. I cheat. Okay. Try to catch me cheating. Fair. All right, let's go.
At least you're honest.
All right, let's get it.
MEQ here with a special edition Valentine's Day Freak on the Streets. We're going to play a little game with our participants to see whether or not they've locked in a date for the big day on Thursday. I'm going to ask a couple preliminary questions to give you a feel of our participant, and then the ultimate judgment is up to you and Dr. Chris whether or not they will be spending their Valentine's Day alone or with that special someone.
Hey there, I'm Izzy.
What side of the bed do you sleep on, Izzy?
The one closest to the outside.
Do you have your own Netflix account?
Yes, I do.
Do you drive a hatchback?
I don't drive.
Do you keep condoms in your wallet?
No, in my drawers.
Final answer. Do you have plans for this Valentine's Day?
Oh, that one's so easy. He is so spending it alone. It's not even funny. I can't even handle it.
Oh, yeah?
What do you say?
Let's see. Let's get some answers. Justin, Rihanna, please.
Oh, I don't know. I'm an optimist, and I want everybody to be in love, so I think he's fine.
I like
I think he'll find somebody.
Okay.
But do you think he has someone for the time being?
I do not think so.
So you think he's solo?
Yes.
Okay. Just to make it interesting, I'm going to say he does.
Okay.
Let's see.
Yes, I do. I'm going to take my girlfriend to go watch Troubled Heart or some heart movie.
And he's in a relationship, not just that.
To be fair, this might be a scenario where it's like, you don't know her, she goes to a different school.
Yeah,
I have idea what that means.
Justin. No,
for reasoning, I don't understand.
No,
you've never seen my girlfriend because she doesn't go here.
Oh, you know George Glass. My boyfriend, George Glass.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha.
Okay. Exactly.
Right, we're on the same page. All right, so fine. 1 point Justin, 1 point me, no points Rihanna.
If you're keeping score, yes.
Wait, if we're keeping score.
That's fine, I'll take it.
See how that works?
If we're being honest.
But we're not.
But we're not.
Because it's my radio show. You see, that's Dr. Chris.
All right, Rihanna, 10 points. Dr. Chris, -1. And Justin, you're neutral like the Swiss. All right, let's get it. Hi, what's your name?
Jessica.
And Jessica, when you're out at a bar, would you rather order shots or drink a beer?
Drink a beer.
Do you own your own Netflix account?
I don't. I use my sister's ex-boyfriend, and the whole family uses it.
Wait, so he doesn't know this, right? Or is he just like a super chill ex-boyfriend?
Well, her name is still on the profile, so I don't know. But hopefully he doesn't know.
Gotta keep your hopes high, right? When was the last selfie you posted?
On Saturday.
Do you own a bed frame?
Yes.
Final question.
Relevant.
Do you have any big plans for Valentine's Day?
Okay, I'm going to say she's in a relationship and has Valentine's Day plans, yes.
Okay.
I'm going to say no because she'd be using her Boo Thangs Netflix account.
I was going to say that too. There's a lot to unpack there, so I'm just going to say no.
MEQ is like a seasoned anthropological, sociological investigator with these questions.
Oh yeah, I get in there. All up in the crevices. Ready?
Nothing. I'll probably just go to bed early and do absolutely
Why can I not
and do
get
absolutely
anything
nothing.
Right? All right, so Justin has 2 points.
So
Rihanna has 1 point. Justin, you're in the lead so far.
Wow.
God, you're so good at this.
It's very big of you to admit that.
I know, every now and then.
All right, let's get it. Hi, what's your name?
Wesley.
Quick question. Do you own a bed frame?
I do not.
How quickly would you say save numbers once you've met a new person and you've been texting them?
That's very dependent on the person. Maybe a day.
Would you say them as their actual names, or do you make up kind of nicknames for them?
I'll make up nicknames, just so it's easier to remember.
Someone says to you, let's go on a date. Where are you going to go, or what are you going to do?
If they're asking me, it's up to them to decide.
Ooh. But what if they asked you, like, what's your idea? Like, if someone asked you, so let's go on a date, right? Like, where do you think they would choose to go? Or, like, what would be the first thing that pops into your mind of what you would be doing?
Maybe go to a little dive bar with some classic rock and shoot some stick.
Sounds good. Sounds good. So final question. Do you have any plans for this Valentine's Day?
Rihanna, you think you know. Let's hear it. What is it?
I'm going to say no.
Okay. I said no. Justin said no.
I think this is the free space. In bingo.
No, you have
this is the free space. You said in bingo. Yes,
I think this one is very obvious.
We're all saying no.
We're all saying no.
All right, let's see.
I'm actually working and sobbing in my bed that does not have a frame.
All right, so 1 point me, 2 points Rihanna, 3 points Justin. Justin's in the lead.
All right.
Oh, gosh.
Don't worry.
Stakes are so high. I'm stressed.
I'm Taylor.
And when was the last time you shaved your legs, Taylor?
Ooh, that's a difficult question. Okay, the last time, probably a month ago, for my cousin's quinceañera. That's because people were going to see my legs. But it's winter. Who sees my legs? I don't have to.
Honestly, I couldn't give you a straight answer either, because it's winter, right? It's hard out here. So, do you typically match your underwear to your bra?
No, I'm sorry. I can't even lie to you. I mean, nowadays they don't even sell matching sets like that. You have to go out of your way unless you go to Victoria's Secret. But no, I still shop at Walmart and Target, where separate packages mean like cheaper choices for me. So sorry, it's gonna be a no.
Honestly, it's the day and age of mixing and matching, right?
Yeah.
Would you say that you have the quote "live, laugh, love" anywhere on any of your notebooks, on your wall decor, anywhere?
No, I can't say I do, but you know what, with the stress of my job and driving to work and everything, there might be an eat, pray, love somewhere around there. I feel like I would abide more by that.
girl, same. Making us proud out here. Final question, do you have any special plans for
I
this
hit her on accident.
Day?
I like elbowed her in the,
girl.
In the breast, we'll
That's
say.
So kind of you.
I was like, sorry.
Attacking our listeners. All right, I'm going to go with she's single because of the not shaving legs, which shouldn't matter, but I think for most people it still does matter.
Like realistically, yeah.
Correct.
Totally.
So I'm saying she's single, solo, will be not with anyone on Valentine's Day. She'll be at home drinking wine.
All right.
What do you say, Rihanna?
I think she does have plans.
Justin?
I'm being honest.
That's good. You get no point.
I'm going no.
Okay, let's hear.
I'm Taylor.
Oh, just kidding. Sorry. Wrong one.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
So it didn't cut to the end, but she wait till it's gonna get there. We just have to wait for the.
Do you know the answer? You could just.
I do. She does have a boyfriend who actually forgot about Valentine's Day, and so now he's freaking out, basically trying to figure out whether or not he can take the day off.
So
she has a man. Yes.
Are we giving Rihanna that point or not?
No, don't give it to me.
Okay, so then Justin won.
Rihanna doesn't.
Wait,
know.
Do we have any others? Was that the last one?
No. We still got ready.
Oh, okay.
Ready.
Uncrumple your paper, Dr. Chris.
I don't know where that went.
All right. Hold up.
So it's three, so it's two
so
Rihanna,
two
one me, three Justin. I got it.
All right.
I think that she might be soon single, though. So I think that's like a half a point.
I'll take my half point.
All right, let's get it.
My name is Brian.
And do you typically keep condoms in your wallet?
Yes, I do.
Do you drive a hatchback by any chance?
I do not.
Do you own your very own Netflix account or do you share it?
I share it.
With your family?
Yep.
Perfect. All right, last question. Do you have any plans for this Valentine's Day? That didn't have that much information, but,
wow.
But let's take a guess.
You're leaving us hanging with this one. What do you think?
I'm going to say yes.
That he's with someone? Okay,
yeah.
What do you say?
I go no.
I'm saying yes, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, no.
Sadly, I do not have any plans with anyone. I will be chilling at home by myself.
Justin,
would you find the spontaneity in you to ask someone to be your Valentine in between now and then?
Yeah, if I thought the right person was available.
So Justin's crushing it. Justin's 4, I'm 1, and Rihanna's 2.
I wish there was a way to monetize this skill.
All right, y'all ready for the tiebreaker? This boy, if there's a this is an, I, all right, all this, or nothing. This one, this one's worth 5 points.
This is for everything.
This is 5 points, okay?
All right.
Fine. Hi, what's your name?
Nicole.
Nicole, it's a typical Friday night, and what are your plans, you would say?
Snuggling with my dog and hanging out and watching movies, Netflix, chill, you know, that kind of thing.
I think that just
honestly said. You on your Netflix account?
Yes.
You never know.
Perfect. Perfect.
On a typical day, would you say that you match your bras to your underwear?
Never. I've never done that.
Do you own an item or an article of clothing or any wall decor that says live, laugh, love?
No, because I'm a human.
Relevant, fine relevant. Question. Don't look at me you like you don't know the exact type of person
sure,
that is.
Sure do.
All right, I already feel like I know your
answer.
Wait,
what was the last question?
The last question. Oh, God. Don't make me
it's
mess
fine.
With Vox Pro right
it's
now.
It's fine.
I'm going to say she's single solo, not spending with anyone.
Same.
Yeah.
It's a no from me.
Justin?
Well, if this is for everything, we can't all have the same answer.
All right, so you're saying she's with someone.
I'm going with someone.
Let's hear it.
It's actually TBD. So I just started dating someone, so I'm waiting for him.
That counts! I feel like that counts!
You were anything but no, so I'm going to give it to Justin.
All right, so Justin's crushed.
Fine.
He dominated. Wow. He owned us. Okay. Well, that was that.
Sorry.
I'm not mad. Hate you all. You're all fired. We'll have a new staff tomorrow. So when we come back, we're going to be dropping gems. We're going to be talking about dates. Question of the night afterwards. What is the best or worst pickup line? So weigh in on that on our Loveline IG page. Take a little break. See you guys in a minute.
Call Loveline now.
833-LOVE-001. That's 833-568-3001. Loveline. We'll be right back.
Is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Love line. This is Loveline with Dr. Chris
on Channel Q.
We're back. You're listening to Loveline on Channel Q and radio.com, and phone lines are open 833-LOVE-001. Thoughts, questions, concerns. Want to hear from you guys, but more importantly, it is time for me to drop some gems, which means I'm going to give you a bunch of dating and relationship tips.
Dropping gems.
All right, so the first one. When we're dating, you want to be authentic and not play games. Basically, that means is show up as yourself. Do not plan dates that aren't authentic to who you are. Dress as yourself, plan the date as yourself. Talk about the topics you really want to talk about, because it's about assessing compatibility, not just trying to be liked. All right, gem number 2. Have sex sooner rather than later. What? Yeah, that's right. Sexual compatibility is as important as all the other levels. And if you delay it too long, you get attached. The psychological levels there, the emotional. But if the sex isn't there, you end up in my office. Please don't think that just because you like someone enough and you're attracted to them, that sex will work itself out, because that's not true. Gem number 3, date to be known, not to be liked. Sometimes a successful date is realizing we are not a match, we are not compatible. That's okay, because again, if you're dating authentically and you're not playing games, you're going to find out that you're not a match for a lot of people, but that's the goal of dating. So again, date as yourself. The next gem, stop thinking in terms of gender. Guys, stop being guys. Girls, stop being girls. Date as yourself. And again, the best tips for dating are ones where you're literally thinking outside of the box of gender. Women, it's okay to ask a guy out. Guys, it's okay to have a girl pay for half the bill. What? Yeah, that's right. Girls, I want you guys asking for sex so that's something you're interested in. Guys, it's okay to let the girl be assertive. We don't have to be trapped in these sexist gender norms anymore. It's 2019. Next gem. Sex can be a legitimate way into a relationship. Again, often many relationships begin by being just sex first. I've had many long-term relationships that were supposed to be just an anonymous one-night hookup, and through that we realized there was compatibility and interest and we stuck around afterwards. So again, part of dating and wanting a relationship is sometimes just having random hookups. The last two gems, number 6 or 5, I'm not counting. Game playing is for people who are unsure of their worth. People that play games are people that don't think that they have enough worth. So they feel like they have to manipulate and get someone into a relationship or to date them by, again, playing some sort of game. People that have worth and self-confidence, they are themselves from the door and for the entire time that they begin dating because they think that they're desirable. And of course, they say, people would want them. Why wouldn't they? And our last gem of the night, don't play hard to get because interested people like signs of interest. What? Yes. How soon should you text? As soon as you want. If you like someone, you love getting all their texts. You don't want to wait a day or two or three. And you want to know if someone's interested in you. So when people ask me, do I wait to text them? What do I text them? When should I take them on a date? I say date as yourself, because if they like you, they'll be glad that you hit them up sooner than later. Those are my dating gems. And if you want to hear more about that, Loveline, we're here every night, Monday through Thursday from 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And also, those gems are found in my new book, Rebel Love, so check it out. All right, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to be doing the question of the night. So there's still a few more minutes to weigh in on our Loveline IG page. Best or worst pickup lines. Take a little break. See you guys in a minute.
Call Loveline now.
833-LOVE-001. That's 833-568-3001. Loveline. We'll be right back. Loveline.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Loveline
with Dr. Chris
on Channel Q.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Loveline on Channel Q and radio.com. It's time for our question of the night. So question of the night is best or worst pickup lines. So we got a lot of good answers. Some of them we actually can't read on the air. A little too risque for the FCC. All right, here's good ones that we can. This one actually makes me kind of laugh, but you have to be a Game of Thrones fan, and I'm not, so I had to have it explained to me a little bit.
Be careful.
Yeah, I'm gonna tread lightly on this one. So I'm gonna be working around what they said. They said, "Is your name Winter?" Because I don't even know how to read this one.
Winter is going to arrive.
Yes, because
I will say that. I didn't even see it.
Because just like winter is going to be arriving, so are you. # Game of Thrones. You have to kind of fill the lines.
Yeah.
Fill those lines. Someone else said, he said B1. I was like, WTF. And he was like, sorry, thought I was at a vending machine because you're a snack.
Ooh, okay.
That's kind of funny. I would laugh. Like, that's endearing.
Yeah.
As long as they're not serious.
Unless you come back and say, I'm a whole ass meal.
Okay. Because I am. I'm not just a snack.
Exactly.
Someone else said, hey, beautiful. I'd love to photograph you. Me? Huh? Yeah, that one's kind of corny. Someone else said, laugh out loud. If I don't get mine, I will charge you by service. Wait, what?
I followed up on this one.
Okay, I don't understand that one.
So it was actually this person's friend who said that to their now fiance.
Oh.
They're now getting married.
Okay.
But it was basically like a, if I am not also gratified by the end of this, I'm sending you a bill.
Okay. Yeah, that one needed clarification.
But it worked.
It worked.
I'm glad that went well with someone.
Yeah.
Like,
this one's a long one. New Year's Eve, penthouse full of friends and acquaintances. This guy has been looking at me for a while. We finally make eye contact, and he flexed his index finger so I come closer. When I'm next to him, he bends over and he whispers to me, "If I can
You to come over here.
If I can get you to come over here with one finger, imagine what I can do with two.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Yeah, that nasty.
To me, that would be a little too assertive somehow. I don't know why. That wouldn't work for me well. Yeah, I'd be like, huh.
How many times have you used that? Like, that's what I would think. I'd be like, do you just go around saying that? Because that's not a one-time kind of thing.
Agreed.
And more importantly, did you wash your hands?
Yeah, honestly.
Where's that finger been?
Honestly.
So how about y'all in the studio? What pickup lines have you used or heard? Good or bad?
This one was used on my birthday last year. So I was wearing one of those like pinstripe kind of like crop top button up shirts for my birthday. And I was waiting for my friend in the bathroom, and this guy comes up to me. He's like, hey, are you on a bowling team? I go, no, why? He's like, because I'd like to hit some of your pins.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
But and you, of course, said immediately, let's get an Uber and go home immediately?
No, I ran away.
Yeah, of course. I mean, like, I can't imagine you'd be like, yeah, babe, let's call a Lyft and take this game home.
No, honestly.
Yeah, that's no good. That's so aggressive, though.
It was.
It's a little too comfortable somehow, right? Like, you just stand there in line. What about you, MEQ?
I mean, because my name can be very pun-y, I get all of the super cheesy ones. Like, what's it going to take for me to take home an Emmy tonight?
Oh!
How do I win an Emmy? I always get those. Always, always, always. Like, I don't know, just stuff like that. Like, how do I win an Emmy over whatever?
And I never would have thought of that, actually.
Yeah.
That's good.
No, I know, yeah.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. Now it's like, can you please be more original?
Yeah. You're like, been there, done that, heard that before. But it works every time. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just swooning the second I hear a recycled, you know.
I love recycled pickup
line. Pickup line. I don't know if a pickup line has ever worked on me. Has one worked on you?
Yeah. I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to think of ones that have worked. Honestly, the ones that have worked have been ones that the pickup line wasn't a line as much as it was just a really confident expression of interest. 'Cause that's always what I tell people. Like, I like people that are just like, hey, I saw you. I think you're really handsome or hot. I wanted to talk to you. And I'm like, that works. Like, the witty reads corny often to me. I'm that guy. Like, I think that stuff can be really corny.
Definitely. And recycled. I think it's recycled because it's like,
I always feel
you got
way.
It from somewhere. It's not original. Just like, come at me with some originality. Please.
Unless it's very obviously on the fly.
Unless it's an Emmy award, right?
Yeah.
No, you're saying if it's so context
specific.
It
was one time and I take it back, Emmy.
Yeah. Because I don't think I've ever had a line used with me where I was like, wow, all right there. Although I have people now online that recognize me or familiar with my work, they'll say things like, I got your new book and I really liked it. Like, that works. I just got that the other day online. Someone said that. They're like, I just read your new book and it was great. And I was like, all right, let's talk it out.
Well, now you have a bunch of people that know how to get at you.
Yeah, so. that's actually a really good one. Engage my work. That works for me. But I've never used one on someone. I've never, ever used a pickup line. I've always just done the authentic, like, hey, I noticed you. You seem super rad, or you seem really sexy, or I wanted to talk to you. What's your name? And so it is.
I know everyone in this room's favorite answer.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
What?
Hey.
Oh, hey. Hey. Sup?
Works on me.
Justin, what about you? What is your go-to pickup line?
Oh man, I've been out of the game so long.
What are your old school, like, archived pickup lines? How about
archives.
That?
Yes. Okay, let me dust off the book here. No, probably the best one that I did. Actually, I don't know. I don't know how I feel this one. You guys tell me if this is creepy or not. It was at my old job, and there was a new hire, and she was cute. And I noticed that her, like, application was on the table. Mm-mm. So I kind of went over and kind of saw, like, the name, just like the
drove to her house.
No, just like the name, how old she was.
This story's getting creepy.
Just like the name, how old she was. And then I went up to her and I was like, I'm going to make a few educated guesses about you.
Oh, this is bad.
And I blew her mind.
Oh my gosh, you're over here playing God. Like,
wait, so she fell for it?
She was not the smartest person
in the world. Because you're like, I'm going to guess her birthday. And you, like, nailed her birthday 100%.
Exactly.
It's actually, you just brought to mind.
Unfortunately, that's the only thing that I
Someone
know.
Once did the other version of that was really corny. Someone, this is a long time ago. Way back when I was in Philadelphia. I mean, we're going back way back. I applied to work somewhere. And the person who took my resume took my contact information off it and used it and reached out to me.
That did not feel good.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
I didn't like it at all.
Really uncomfortable.
Yeah. I was like, no.
But if he walked up to you and said, let me guess, Gemini, you'd be like, hey. Okay.
Well, I'd be like, wrong.
Or okay, but whatever your sign is.
Wrong. I'd clearly be a Scorpio.
Do your homework. Yeah, I'm clearly a Scorpio. That I would not be impressed by that.
Wow.
I really wouldn't. That does nothing for me. Yeah, sorry.
Well, I guess it's a good thing I'm not single anymore.
Well, I mean, pickup lines are reserved for those who don't really have anything original to say, right?
That's my thought. So if you're confident, just be like, hey, what's your name? How are you?
Yeah.
I agree with you. Pickup lines are for people that just have a lot of anxiety, and it's kind of like a little bit of a crutch.
Yeah, honestly. And yeah. I mean, like that one, I don't know. Remember we were interviewing someone in particular. Don't remember who it was. But you were asking about pickup lines,
and his
go-to was the super, super basic, how do you like your eggs in the morning?
Ugh.
Like, could you imagine
that? Because that assumes a lot, though. That pickup line assumes that not only do I want to, like, take you out, but you're also spending the night and you're sleeping, like...
And that they're not vegan.
Oh, and they're not vegan, because I am. And if someone said, like, your eggs, I'd say, not at all, that's gross.
Tofu, thank you.
I'd say, you mean my Avo toast? My Avo toast? How do I like it?
I like my eggs hatched Spicy? Into chickens. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I like my eggs left to live. Thanks. Don't scramble them, please.
I wish you said that, like, right then and there and just, like, shut it down quick.
Well, that, you know...
You can't. I get it. You can't do that. That was an interesting day. I was thinking it. That was just...
But I've never heard... I've never ever yet... And again, listeners, weigh in and let us know. 833-LOVE-001. I've never heard a pickup line where I was like, and there it is. There is the one and only pickup line that is amazing and work and would work all the time. And never. I've yet to hear that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have not heard like the magic one where I was like, I need to use that.
I mean, I've had one like in my... I saw it like in a video and it's been stuck in my head forever.
What is it?
Okay.
Let's hear it. You got to say.
Okay. Do you want to play a game?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's play Titanic. You be the iceberg and I'll go down on you.
Yeah. Ooh!
Like, oh, it's not, it's funny.
We just dumped that one, so the listeners aren't going to hear it. But basically, it was about
anything
icebergs.
Referencing tragedies. Yes. Probably not something to lean into.
Yeah,
very true.
That's not very romantic.
But what was the one that we read from the DMs that they were like, ooh, so that one obviously worked on them.
Which one?
The ones that were engaged.
Was that the one?
No, that wasn't like ooh, but it worked. It like definitely they
no no that
engaged.
No there was that worked on them, but there was another one where he read it and you guys both like audibly were like, oh, okay.
Memory of a goldfish over here. I don't remember.
You have no idea.
Don't remember.
What are the DMs?
All right, hold on a minute.
It was like one of the first.
So
ones.
It's not the photograph you. It's not the Game of Thrones. Oh, it was the he said B1 and I was like WTF, and then he said sorry. I thought it was that a vending machine because you're a snack.
Oh yeah.
I'd have been like B1 boo. I'm A1.
I'm A1.
B1 is the Twizzlers. Yeah. I'm A1 and I'm a whole meal. You got to have the catchy snapback, clapback, pickup line. That's what that is.
Yeah, but at least girls love food, so that's why that pickup line worked on.
But at least I hadn't heard that one before. Facts. So that was at least a little brand new. Like that was brand new. I've not heard that one yet, the B1. That's kind of funny. I'm not mad at that. Okay, enough of that, guys. No more fun. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to slide into the DMs. Our question, well, it's not our question of the night, but it's our DM of the night. Listen to Loveline, Dr. Chris, Channel Q, Radio.com. Take a little break. See you guys back in a minute.
Call Loveline now.
833-LOVE-001. That's 833-568-3001. Loveline. We'll be right back. Loveline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Loveline
with Dr. Chris
on Channel Q.
All right, we're back listening to Loveline on Channel Q. My whole train of thought just fell out of my mouth there. Yeah, we got a caller. Let's go to our caller. We got Kendra on the line. Kendra, I'm with Dr. Chris. What's going on? Kendra. Kendra, you're on with Dr. Chris. How are you?
I feel like... Good, how are you?
Good, what's going on?
So, I'm not going to lie because I'm a terrible liar.
Don't lie.
I called last week and talked to you.
You did? What did we talk about?
I did on Thursday. We talked about me coming out.
Oh, right on.
So I was thinking over the weekend, I'm like, go big or go home. And I've never like actually left my hometown in like 3 years. And I've never been to LA. And I went, you know what? I'm just going to like try to figure out a way to get out of work and go to LA for Valentine's Day.
Oh, I'm so stoked.
So I am trying to figure out, I'm a terrible liar. I'm a great actress, but a terrible liar. I cannot think of lies. And my one of my coworkers, I think, has like a huge mouth, and I think my boss is on to me. So I'm trying to figure out a way to get out of work and like lie. Like
number one, as a doctor, I mandate for mental health reasons that you are in Los Angeles for Valentine's Day for the Love Line Valentine's Day hookup event at the iconic and world famous Abbey in West Hollywood on Thursday, starting at 5 p.m. Number one, if you have any vacation days, cash them in. If you don't have any vacation days, use a sick day. If you need an excuse for your sick day, cover your ears, bosses. The best ones are the I'm just not well. Is your boss and job the kind, though, that need a note from a doctor after you call out sick?
Yes, especially if it's like for more than one day. And plus, I'm like the only person that knows how to do my job.
Oh, geez.
That's also a frightening thought.
Yeah, it really, really, really
I'm
is.
I'm a specialist, so.
Well, I'll tell you this much.
But
Kendra, I am so impressed with the fact that you're going to take a leap of faith, because I love people that make big, bold acts of like self-care and you're like, I'm going to LA. I will write you a medical note to support your medical, your mental health needs in order to get out of work if you do come to LA.
That would be awesome, because I'm like, I need to do this. I just need to go.
You do.
And you know, to hell with
it's
it
2019. It's all about self-care and self-love. So when you come, you definitely got to let the producers know that you are the Kendra, although that'll be funny. There'll be like seven people claiming to be Kendra to get on the show, because we're going to be broadcasting live. We're going to have giveaways. It's going to be an awesome night, but I want to meet you. Maybe we can also bring you up on stage and we can do a little Q&A, but circle back to my producer you spoke to, and I will write you a medical note to excuse you from work. It is that important.
Oh, you are the most amazing person on the planet.
I got your back. We got to meet. Awesome. Well, thanks for calling in, and I will see you on Thursday in L.A.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Bye. See that?
Bye.
See that? It's 2019. It's all about these big, bold acts of self-care. Look, work is awesome, but if you're in a position where you can put all these other things first, do it. Do it, do it, do it, do it. When you look back, you'll be glad you did. All right, you guys, thanks for hanging out with us. That's our show. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Join us then. Until then, have an awesome, awesome, awesome night, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Loveline
with Dr. Chris
on Channel Q.